You see, when you attack somebody, it puts you below them. When you get even with somebody, it puts you on the same level. When you respond with love and kindness, it puts you above them, morally superior. Now, if you want to just get even with people, fine. You're no better than they are. That's what, when you get even, you are no better than the person who has attacked you. To be better than that person, you overcome evil with good. You respond with love.
Today on Pastor Rick's Daily Hope, we continue in a series called You Make Me Crazy. These teachings take a biblical look at topics like peace in our relationships, finding true love, breaking free from abuse, resolving conflict, ending the cycle of people-pleasing, and dealing with the crazy makers in our lives. Now, because we've all got at least one relationship that makes us crazy, in just a few minutes, we're going to tell you about a must-have resource from Pastor Rick Warren called the You Make Me Crazy DVD series and study guide. If just surviving your relationships isn't good enough for you, then go ahead and take a sneak peek at this powerful video series while you're listening to today's broadcast. Just go to PastorRick.com or text the word daily to 99000. Right now, here's Pastor Rick Warren with part two of a message called, Who's Pushing Your Buttons?
Now, the fourth kind of anger is what I call the manipulators. The manipulators. And the motto of the manipulators is, don't get mad, get even. And a lot of movies and a lot of TV shows are built on this category of anger. Now, manipulators will never tell you to your face they're angry with you. But they're going to do it subtly. They're going to do it slyly. They're going to do it sarcastically. They're indirect with jibes and cuts. And they do things to sabotage you. And they do things to make you look bad. But you never can catch them on it. And they never will flat out own up to the fact that they're seething with anger. And when they do say something to you that's hurtful or something and mean, and you actually call them on it, they say, can't you take a joke? They're not joking. They're a crazy maker. That's a crazy maker. It is a manipulator that says, can't you take a joke? Now, religious people can be really good at this one because they couch all of their anger in spiritual terms. I was grieved in my spirit. What's that mean? It means I was ticked off. Just say it. I was ticked off. And I don't want to. Now, in the South, in the Bible Belt, you can do almost any mean thing to another person as long as you say, well, bless your heart. That covers them. What does well, bless your heart mean? Nothing. It means nothing. And so they can stab you in the back and say, well, bless your heart. They're manipulators. Now, example of this in the Bible would be the Pharisees, the religious leaders. Luke 6, verse 10, they were so ticked off at Jesus because Jesus was popular and they weren't. And it says in verse 11, they were furious and began to plot. Circle that. They're manipulators. They began to plot. We're going to get even. Began to plot with each other what they might do to Jesus. Now, all four of these ways, whether you are a machine gun or you're a martyr or you're a manipulator or you're a mute, you learned how to get angry that way. And it's not very helpful. None of those ways are actually helpful at all. And you can unlearn them. Now, what I want to do today is spend most of our time on how do you disarm the person who uses these against you? How do you deal with the crazy makers who push your buttons? How do you deal with your own anger and not get angry back? And how do you deal with their anger at you when they won't come out and admit that they're angry? What do you do in disarming button pushers? Well, the Bible teaches us four or five really good practical things, and they're all in the book of Proverbs. Here they are. Number one, the first thing the book of Proverbs teaches us, and it says it over and over and over again, is this: calculate the cost of anger. Before you allow yourself to get mad back, you calculate what you're going to lose. Calculate the cost of anger. You're less likely to get angry when somebody's pushing your buttons if you realize there's always a price tag to me getting angry back. And the Bible is very, very specific about uncontrolled anger. Let me show you some verses out of Proverbs. Proverbs 29:22, an angry person causes trouble. Circle that. causes trouble. And a person with a quick temper sins a lot. Circle that. You're gonna get in trouble more often, and you're gonna sin more often if you get angry. So don't do it. On the back of your outline, Proverbs 15:18. Hot tempers cause what? Arguments. Circle that. You don't want to get in arguments. And when you get angry, what is first a one-way pushing buttons is going to become an argument. Proverbs 14:29. Anger causes mistakes. Circle that. Proverbs 14:27. People with hot tempers do foolish things. Circle that. So if I get angry, here's the cost. I'm going to get in trouble. I'm going to sin. I'm going to cause arguments. I'm going to make mistakes, and I'm going to do foolish things. Do I want to get angry when you're pushing my buttons? Absolutely not. It's foolish. I want you to write this down. I always lose when I lose my temper. Write that down. I always lose when I lose my temper. Now, you can lose your respect. You can lose the respect of others. You can lose the love of your family. You can lose your job by losing your temper. You can lose your health by stuffing it down. Now, you may be a parent, or you may be a coach of a little league team, or you may be a supervisor at work, or you may have some way that you will be tempted to use anger to motivate people to do the right thing. Don't do it. Because in the short run, you may motivate people with anger. If you don't do this, I'm going to, and you make a threat. And in the short run, you may get, you know, the short-term payoff. But in the long run, anger always produces more anger, more apathy, and more alienation. How many kids have become alienated from their dads or their moms because of anger out of control? How many people have been alienated from a boyfriend, a girlfriend, a husband, a wife, or a friend because somebody lost their cool? Anger destroys relationships faster than anything else. So before, when somebody starts pushing your buttons, and they're pushing your buttons, and they're pushing your button, before you retaliate, before you get angry back, you just realize, do I really want to do this? Do I want to make mistakes? Do I want to sin more? Do I want to act foolish? Do I want to lose? Do I want to cause arguments? Do I want to do foolish things? No, I don't. I don't. Proverbs 14:29 says this: those who control their anger have great understanding. Your great understanding. Those with a hasty temper make mistakes. So number one is calculate the cost of anger. When somebody starts pushing my buttons, I remind myself, I do not want to get angry back. Number two, look past their words to their pain.
The rest of today's message is coming your way in just a few moments. But first, if you'd like to connect with Rick on Facebook, Twitter, or LinkedIn, just go to PastorRick.com and click on his social media links. And while you're at it, go ahead and sign up for his free Daily Hope email devotional. Take a look at all the helpful resources. Again, that's PastorRick.com, or just text the word DAILY to 99000. Again, that's the word DAILY to 99000.
Okay, confession time. You probably have a relationship that could drive you crazy if you let it. Whether it's a boyfriend, girlfriend, spouse, sibling, parent, coworker, or that crazy relative you see once a year at Thanksgiving. A crazy maker can really make life difficult. That's why you need the Crazy Makers Study Kit. In this six-part DVD series and study guide, Pastor Rick Warren brings sanity to your relationships so you can do more than just coexist and survive. You can thrive. In this powerful DVD series, Rick shows you how to be wise in relationships, how to recognize who's pushing your buttons, how to resolve conflict, how to break free from abuse, how to escape the people-pleaser trap, and how to keep the crazy makers from making you crazy. The Crazy Makers Study Kit is perfect for you, your family, or small group, so request yours today. It's our gift to say thank you for your donation to support Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. Call 800-600-5004 or go to PastorRick.com to request your Crazy Makers Study Kit today. That's 800-600-5004 or go to PastorRick.com.
You're listening to Pastor Rick's Daily Hope, winner of the 2016 NRB Billy Graham Award for Excellence in Christian Communications. Once again, here's Pastor Rick Warren.
So number one is calculate the cost of anger. When somebody starts pushing my buttons, I remind myself, I do not want to get angry back. Number two, look past their words to their pain. You don't respond to what they're saying. You look at why they're saying what they're saying. Proverbs 19, verse 11. A man's wisdom gives him patience. It is to his glory, to his credit, to overlook an offense. See, you're wise if you don't listen to the words, but you look at the pain behind the words. A man's wisdom gives his patience. Now, I said this many times, hurt people hurt people. When somebody's hurting you, it's because they've been hurt and they are still hurting. Unkind people are people who've never felt kindness. Unloving people are people who feel unloved. When somebody is rude, bitter, unkind, sarcastic, mean-spirited, arrogant, attacking, they are shouting with all of their behaviors, I need massive doses of love. I do not feel loved. I do not feel secure. Because secure, loved people don't act that way. They're not rude. They're not judgmental. They're not unkind. They're not attacking. The person who feels deeply loved and deeply secure is generous and gracious to other people. When somebody is mean and cranky, they are telegraphing in as loud terms as possible, I am in pain. And what they need is not what they deserve. Now, you have to decide, am I going to overcome evil with good or am I going to just retaliate on their level? You see, when you attack somebody, it puts you below them. When you get even with somebody, it puts you on the same level. When you respond with love and kindness, it puts you above them, morally superior. Now, if you want to just get even with people, fine. You're no better than they are. That's what, when you get even, you are no better than the person who has attacked you. To be better than that person, you overcome evil with good. You respond with love. You look past their words to their pain. Edwin Markham wrote a very short poem that's famous, and it goes like this. They drew a circle that shut me out, a heretic, a rebel, a thing to flout. But love and I had the wit to win. We drew a circle that took them in. I will not allow anyone to have the satisfaction of making me their enemy. They may hate me, but I will never hate them. Why? Because I'm not going to be even with them. I'm not going to be on their level. I'm going to be better. I'm going to do the Jesus thing. I'm going to look past their words and look at their pain. Now, here's a myth that everybody has been sold by modern psychology, and it's flat out wrong. And if you believe this myth, you're going to struggle with anger your entire life. And the myth is this, that you have only a set amount of anger in your life, and it's like you got a bucket of anger. And when that bucket gets full, what modern psychologists say, you need to express it, and you need to just pour it out. And then when the bucket is empty, that'll be cathartic, you'll feel a whole lot better, and everybody will be peace, and it'll be copacetic and just wonderful. And that you have this certain amount of anger and it builds up in this bucket. And what you really need to do is you just need to take the bucket and throw it out. And there are entire therapies, Primal Scream and others, that talk about just blah, getting out all your anger at people in your past. And then you're going to feel cleansed because you've gotten rid of all your anger. Friends, that doesn't work. And the reason it doesn't work is this. You don't have a bucket of anger in your life. You have a factory. And that factory can keep on producing and producing and producing and producing and producing. And when you get rid of that, guess what? You'll get more. In fact, the more angry you throw it out, the more it produces. And the factory goes, oh, we need to produce more. And you produce more, and the more angry you, and more often you are angry, the more anger you will produce in your life. Study after study after study after study has shown that aggression only creates more aggression, that anger only creates more anger, that angry outbursts leads to you becoming more angry more often, and it becomes an habitual pattern in your life. The answer is not to just throw it out, because that's just going to refill. Now, the third thing you need to do, this is a big one, is think before reacting. When somebody starts to come push your buttons and they want to irritate you, they may do it, you know, visibly, or they may do it hidden. They may do it in a manipulative way. You think before reacting. You think before you speak, because anger control is largely a matter of mouth control. And you don't respond impulsively. You put your mind in gear before you put your mouth in gear. Proverbs 13:16. Sensible people always think before they act. Proverbs 29:11. A fool gives full vent to his anger. He said, that's foolish. If I give full vent to my anger, it says, I'm just a fool. A fool gives full vent to his anger. But a wise person quietly holds it back. And in the Hebrew there, it literally means it cools it. He holds it down and cools his anger. He waits for it to cool. Now, this is why we know that chill out is a biblical term. Okay, cool it, chill out, you know, let it go down. Now, if while you're waiting, what do? You're asking yourself questions. And let me give you three questions to ask while you're waiting, okay? Write these down, three questions. Number one, why am I angry? You think before reacting. Why am I angry? Why am I angry? Number two, he asks the question, what do I really want? Now, this person's pushing my buttons right now, and I'm tempted to just be sarcastic back. But what do I really want in this relationship? Why am I angry? What do I really want? And number three, how can I get it? Now, you can't ask those questions if you immediately speak up. But if you be quiet for a minute, you can think about them. And when you say, how can I get it? Blowing up is rarely the best way. Now, if you reflect before reacting, if you think before speaking, then you can identify the root cause of the anger. Anger is always caused by one of three things. Always. Look past the anger and look at the root cause. It's always caused by one of these three things. Here they are. Number one is hurt. When somebody's pushing your buttons and they're angry, it may be they're hurt. Because when you get hurt, you get angry. If I'm at home and I'm nailing some nail into the wood, and I take the hammer and I hit my thumbnail, I don't say, praise the Lord. Okay? No, I get angry when I hit. Why? Because hurt always creates anger. I get angry at the hammer. I get angry at my hand. I just get angry at life. Why? Because when you're hurt, you're angry. And so when somebody, it's easier to deal with somebody's hurt. It's easier to be more sympathetic to hurt than it is to be sympathetic with anger. Anger wants to make you defensive. So when you're wounded, either emotionally or physically, you get angry. The second cause of anger is frustration. When you get frustrated, you get angry. When you're irritated, when you're forced to wait, Department of Motor Vehicles, angriest place around town, usually. I tell you a cool story. A few months ago, I was in New York City and I had my wallet stolen. So I lost all my credit cards. I had to cancel them all. I had to get a new driver's license. I go over to DMV to get a new driver's license. There's a long line and I'm being happy. And one of the, Angelica sees me and she says, Pastor Rick, come on up over here. So I come over. She helps me fill out all the papers. And then she goes, now, that'll be $26. And I'm going, I don't have a wallet. Do you have credit card? Yeah, I had them all canceled. Do you have check? No. So I'm thinking, oh, man, I'm going to have to go home and get money and come back and get in line again. She opens up her purse and says, here. And she paid it for me. the $26. Now, I paid her back. In fact, I gave her more than she gave me when I sent her a note and said, thank you. Last night, I baptized her. Yeah, so that was kind of cool. So I said, after I baptize, that'll be $26. She did what you did. She laughed. Yeah. Now, when you're frustrated, when nothing seems to work, frustration causes anger. When you can't control a situation, it makes you angry. Any parent who's held an infant who has screamed for one solid hour, and you have done everything possible to make this baby stop crying, at that moment, that little helpless baby has control of your emotions. The higher control person you are, the more prone you are to anger, because most of life is out of your control. If you're a low control person, you don't really deal with anger that much. You got your other problems. And everybody's got their problem because we're all broken. Some people struggle with lust. Some people struggle with fear. Some people struggle with envy and jealousy. Some people struggle with depression and loneliness. But if you're a high control person, this is a problem for you, because the more you need to control, the more you realize how frustrated you are in life, because you can't control. You can't control your kids. You can't control other people. Shoot, you can't even control yourself most of the time. So hurt and frustration, high control equals high anger. The third cause of anger is fear. When we get afraid, when we feel threatened, when we feel attacked, when we feel afraid, we fight back. You take any animal and force them into a corner, at some point, that cat's gonna strike back. Whether it's tame or it's wild, a cornered cat, a cornered animal is going to strike back.
You're listening to Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. If you've missed any part of this broadcast, including portions we didn't have time for today, you can go to PastorRick.com and listen online anytime. Rick will be back in just a moment with a final word of encouragement. Okay, confession time. You probably have a relationship that could drive you crazy if you let it. Whether it's a boyfriend, girlfriend, spouse, sibling, parent, coworker, or that crazy relative you see once a year at Thanksgiving, a crazy maker can really make life difficult. That's why you need the Crazy Maker Study Kit. In this 6-part DVD series and study guide, Pastor Rick Warren brings sanity to your relationships so you can do more than just coexist and survive. You can thrive. In this powerful DVD series, Rick shows you how to be wise in relationships, how to recognize who's pushing your buttons, how to resolve conflict, how to break free from abuse, how to escape the people-pleaser trap, and how to keep the crazy makers from making you crazy. The Crazy Makers Study Kit is perfect for you, your family, or small group, so request yours today. It's our gift to say thank you for your donation to support Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. Call 800-600-5004 or go to PastorRick.com to request your Crazy Makers Study Kit today. That's 800-600-5004 or just go to PastorRick.com. And now here's Rick with a closing thought.
You know, I want to just thank every one of you for your generous support. People all over the world are now listening to Daily Hope because of your financial support. Let me read you a letter from Rhoda, who lives in Papua New Guinea. You even know where that is? It's down toward Australia. Rhoda wrote, "I want to let you know that the Daily Hope has helped change my views toward life because you share from the Word of God." She said, "I've recommended Daily Hope to all my workmates, and since then, the life of one of my colleagues has changed, and she's always thankful for your sharing. We listen to Daily Hope every day. So I'm praying for you, Pastor Rick." Well, thank you. Thank you for your note, Rhoda, and thank you for writing all the way from Papua New Guinea, and thank those of you who are supporting this ministry so we can reach people like Rhoda. I'm glad you're living out God's principles in your daily life, Rhoda, and I want to say thanks to all of you for your support. And join me next time as we continue to look into God's Word for our daily hope.
If you'd like to let Rick know how this broadcast has blessed you, please write him at rick@pastorrick.com. This program is sponsored by Daily Hope Ministries and your generous financial support.